August the 23rd. There will no longer be heard the voice of weeping and the sound of crying. Isaiah 65:19. Those who are glorified weep no more, for all causes of grief are gone. There are no broken friendships or shattered hopes in heaven. Poverty, famine, danger, persecution, and slander are unknown there. There's no pain to cause distress, and there's no thought of death or sorrow to cause sadness. They weep no more, for they are perfectly sanctified. No evil, unbelieving heart, Hebrews 3:12, prompts them to depart from the living God. They are without fault before his throne, Jude 24, and are fully conformed to his image, Romans 8:29. Those who have ceased to sin can rightly cease to mourn. They weep no more because all fear of change is past. They know that they are eternally secure. Sin is shut out, and they are shut in. They dwell within a city that will never be stormed. They bask in a sun that will never set. They drink of a river that will never run dry. They pluck fruit from a tree that will never wither. Countless cycles may revolve, but eternity will not be exhausted. And while eternity endures, their immortality and blessedness will coexist with it. They are forever with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. They weep no more because every desire is fulfilled. They cannot wish for anything that they do not already fully possess. Eye and ear, heart and hand, judgment, imagination, hope, desire, and will are all completely satisfied. As imperfect as our present ideas are of the things that God has prepared for those who love him, 1 Corinthians 2:9, we know enough by the revelation of the Holy Spirit that the glorified saints are supremely blessed. The joy of Christ, which is an infinite fullness of delight, is in them. They bathe forever in the bottomless, shoreless sea of infinite blessedness. That same joyful rest remains for us. It might not be far away. Before long, the weeping willow will be exchanged for the palm branch of victory. Sorrow's dewdrops will be transformed into the pearls of everlasting bliss. There will no longer be heard the voice of weeping and the sound of crying. Isaiah 65:19. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:18.